What's your age just now?
70 years old.
You're 70?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're, can you tell me about your education? What school did you attend first?
I finished grammar school in Kiel, finished high school at in St. Tambor. I'll tell you, that was a private school. St. Tambor. S-T-A-N-I-S-L-A-U-S. It was a private boarding school, you know.
Yeah, I passed a marker for it out there.
Yeah, it's on the beach. Uh-huh. Of course, I was in the Kiel, and the roads wasn't all that good then, and we didn't have transportation. And that was the reason I was a boarder there.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's primarily a boarding school anyway, you know. They do take day scholars, but it's primarily, you know.
Can you tell me something about St. Stanislaus?
Oh, yeah. It's a school that's 121 years old. And it's been operated by the Brothers of the Sacred Heart, which is a Catholic organization of brothers that, you know, that live with in a community in the school where they are assigned, and they spend their life work in teaching and working for the school, and they're not, you know, the brothers live together as a community.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not married, and I mean, they're
priests then, right?
Well, they're not priests. They're not educated, I mean, trained to be a priest or minister. They're trained to be an educator, you know, to teach.
Uh-huh.
And they, of course, have a lot of time to put in it, you know, and they have a time to put in with the boys, and of course, they got an advantage over a public school because they don't do anything else but that day and night, year round, you know, but teach school and work with the boys, and especially with the boarders, you see, they live with them, and they direct them, and they're quite thorough, and they have more time to get educated. Most of this little high school we have here now, it's got 600 boys in it, and they have most modern, if you could go through that, it was really impressive. You ought to see that they got 7 different laboratories there, chemistry and biology and foreign languages. And see, the people donate that to them. And of course, a lot of that is donated. They have a modern library, and they have a audio-visual program, and they got, they're modern, and probably, I'm sure they got, probably, maybe half of them may be PhDs down there, you know.
Uh-huh.
In high school, that's unusual, you know.
That is, quite.
And they really on the side of spending their time teaching the boys and not only looking after their academic training, but their character training and moral instruction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I talk to people that are not Catholic that send their boys there and say that they just make so much difference. So they like just changing their boys. I know I had a friend of mine in Gulfport, Joe. He's in the house building in the called home, and he said he had his boy there, giving him all kinds of trouble all over town and out and playing. Said he got him to go over there, and now the boy studies all the time. He has some kind of way of encouraging him to study, and he's a boarder, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he said his boy's a different boy. Oh God! Said he don't know what it is that they did to him over there. What cast a spell over my son, but they got him interested in studying now, and he wants to study and learn and does learn, and he's able to learn. He didn't know that he could learn before that. All he wanted to do is play, you know.
Can you tell me about your parents, your mother and father, where they were born, and in the history, some history, a short history of their life?
My mother was born in New Orleans. My father was born in the Kiel, right where I was, on the Bayou Talla, T-A-L-L-A, and that's in the neighborhood of Jordan River.
Uh-huh.
The Kiel, it's a Kiel. The community is known as Kiel, K-I-L-N, that's where my father was born.
Yes.
And my father was always my grandfather.